Brothers and sisters, that concludes the tape of Mr. Farrakhan's part two of Savior's Day. We do hope to bring you the tape when he was at Reverend T.L. Barrett's church that evening. It's just as important, just as heavy. And if you want to hear a man preach Christianity, then you should hear the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. For all of you all who love Jesus, once you hear him teach Jesus, you will be even more in love with Jesus the Christ. So, brothers and sisters, again, that's going to conclude that tape. We do hope to bring you that other tape, additional tape, in the very, very near future. But right now, again, I want to point out, I still need some more members to join this evening, three more members to join before we get off the air this evening. I'm going to be here in the studio for an additional 15 minutes after the show. So call in. Remember what I said before, brothers and sisters, that we've got a wicked group of people out there who are out of jealousy or envy or whatever their motivation might be, who are trying to take over your radio station. They want to eliminate ethnic type of program. We even have it on record. One of them said he wants to tear down the station and use his reason to build it back up. I mean, build it back up into what? You see, and we know that to be based on past actions and statement that they're seeking today to eliminate all of the ethnic programs, all of the programs based on culture, different races, religions, and they want to get rid of that one. And it specifically stated that they want to get rid of the Final Call News Hour. I just had a sister that told me just a few minutes while we were off the air that in Detroit, when Bush and the Republicans met in Detroit, they mentioned WAIF by name and stated that they talked too much stuff on that radio and they need to get rid of them. That radio station was WHTR, called the Voice of Progress, which was located in Detroit, Michigan. Now, think of this one, the station and the information coming over the air, over WAIF, and especially the Final Call and many other shows. They mentioned that the president mentioned this station by name in Detroit, saying that we need to get rid of those types a radio station. They want to revert back to this right-wing, mostly primarily Republican philosophy. They want you off the air. They don't want you to hear the strong voice of the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and all of the other programmers who are telling the truth as it is, regardless to whom or what. So, brothers and sisters, that's why we need your help. You can't be placed. You can't be just in limbo. You can't be betwixt and between. You got to get on board. This is the time to stand up, support your station so that your voice and the type of program that you want to be, that you want to hear, will be heard right here on the way. You know you can't hear this kind of programming. You can't hear the voice and the wisdom and listen to the voice of God in America the day the Honorable Minister was far kind, except for on WAIF. So I'm telling you, and even you Caucasian people, I know that you also are listening. I know many Caucasian people, white people don't like the Honorable Minister of Farrakhan, many Jewish people don't. But with you hearing him for yourself, make up your own mind. Here's a man who teaches justice, freedom, justice, and equality for everyone. And you couldn't point out a single word that he said that indicate that he anyway teaches hate against anybody, not against whites, not against Jews, not against homosexual, none of that one. But he will tell the truth about if you conform something wicked, man, he'll do the same thing if it comes to black people. If you're doing something that is unrighteous, that is unjust, that is not in accord with the will of God, he will point that out irregardless of who you are. And therefore, listen for your message. As I indicated before, in the message to the black man is a message for every one of you. In the message to the black man is a message to the brown man and the red man, the yellow man, and even the white man. And you may not like your message, but God in his mercy have sent you a message. And it's up to you to save that message. But God will save all righteous, regardless of who you are. You could be the blackest of black to the whitest of white. He will say he come to save the righteous. He did not describe that he only come to save one people, one color, one ethnicity, one culture. He said he came to save the righteous. So I'm telling you, giving you instructions and guidance how to get on the right path. Just like Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. So God is displeased at you the way that you are. So that's why we're taking the time to bring you guidance, divine guidance from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as taught by and through the leadership of the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So again, call me, 749-1444. Make your pledge. And remember, strong boy, this group out there once is off there. How many of you remember Bob Law out of New York, one of the most famous DJ? They got rid of him. They want to get rid of Dr. Shabazz and the Final Call News Hour. They want to get rid of the Red, Black, and Green, the Talking Drum, African Perspective. They don't want these kind of shows on the air. And if they get in, if they get control of the station, that's what's going to happen. Are you going to sit by and just let it happen? Are you going to sacrifice? I'm going to sacrifice a couple of 40 ounces or whatever it is that you spend and waste your money on, and I'm going to pledge that $15 to the Final Call News Hour. Pledge it to Wave. If you're not giving it to me, it goes to our station to keep our station on the air. But also at the same time, it puts you in a position where you can voice your concerns, okay? You'll become a member of WAIF. So, again, brothers and sisters, I thank you for what you've given in the past. And as always, I say I'll be here 15 minutes after the show. But as always, I say up, 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 up. You might erase. You can accomplish what you will. May Allah bless each and every one of us with the light of understanding as I greet you in peace. We said in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum. Stay tuned. You're listening to WAIF Cincinnati 88.3 on the FM dial. Coming up next, Red, Black, and Green is Liberation Time.